Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MB Pro call. Today is Thursday, April 3rd, and I would like to thank everybody for being here. Those of you that are here live and those of you listening to the recording of this, I very much appreciate it and appreciate the opportunity to serve you this way. I like to start every call off the same way every week, which is by asking the question, is there anything anybody learned this week that they wish they had known last week or that would be worthy of sharing? Did you learn anything or have any experiences that would be worthy of sharing with other water professionals from across the country? Or is there anything we can help you with? Any questions that you have or anything you ran into that we can help you with?
Hey, Kelly, I know Andrew's on here. I want to congratulate Andrew for closing his first commercial deal this week.
Oh, excellent. What type of facility was that?
It's April.
It was a seminary at Catholic University in Washington, D.C.
Oh, really? And that was, so was it a commercial? A lot of times, you've been in the industry not very
long. 3 months.
Yeah, and to, you know, commercial, a lot of times people will ask me, new people, they'll ask, you know, what about commercial? Can I do commercial? And commercial is a whole different ballgame, which I'm sure you probably experienced there, just in sizing and flow rates and I mean, it can get, and sometimes the process can be 3 years in commercial. So to get your feet wet in commercial already is awesome. That's pretty cool. So congratulations. That's and I appreciated your note on LinkedIn as well.
Go Cardinals.
You know what? Both Michigan teams got knocked out. So we're not even going to talk about March Madness is officially over, in my opinion. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the bracket
April,
is done.
Let's move on. anybody else? Anybody else have anything? All right. Well, then, what I'd like to do is give the floor to Brenda. And Brenda, I'm going to introduce you for the people on that do not know you. Brenda is the sales manager for a dealer in Maryland, and she's been in the industry for about a year now, almost a year, right, Brenda?
It'll be a year in May.
Year in May, yeah, so next month. And then, Brenda has come in and had zero experience in the water treatment industry, and so has been very hungry for, but tons of experience in management and in leadership, and she has, in the last year, really taken on the reins of education and learning and getting to know the industry. And I love working with people that are new to the industry that are hungry for ideas, because they'll a lot of times take an idea and run with it, as opposed to many people who have a lot of experience in the industry saying, that'll never work, that won't work. And one of the ideas that Brenda took and ran with it and I think made her own was presenting to realtors. And so that's what we asked Brenda. She had this last week. We asked Brenda to come on and talk about this experience and tell us about it from beginning to end. And so I am excited to hear about how it went and what the process was, Brenda. So I'm going to give the floor to you, and it's all yours.
Thanks, Kelly. I appreciate it. And I should preface this by saying that the realtor idea for me didn't come completely out of left field, because I actually had my real estate license and actively practiced for almost 10 years. So it's an industry actually that I had a lot of experience with. One of the things I noticed when I got here and took over sales manager is I strongly believe every company should have multiple channels of leads that come in from multiple sources. And from my background in real estate, I noticed when I got here that for the size of our company, which is actually pretty large for water treatment companies, we really didn't have a whole lot of real estate agents who called in here on a regular basis, and that surprised me. And so I started asking some of my realtor friends, and I realized that they are not calling here, that they're calling other companies. And I thought that it was just something that we should be able to do about that. So last fall, the first thing we did is I decided that we were going to try to start some kind of a realtor initiative to see if we could make inroads on that. So last fall, the first thing we did, which seemed the most obvious, is that we went to the local board of realtors, to the local realtor association, and we joined as affiliate members. With the realtor associations, as with some others, realtors are the members, but as a business, you can join as an affiliate member. And basically what that does is it gets you invited to all their events, it gets you on their newsletters, and it just kind of puts you in the know and it puts you in contact with the agents. And in a lot of cases, the local association of realtors is sometimes one of the largest employers in the county. They usually have hundreds, if not thousands, of agents that are in their ranks, depending on the size of the county you're in. So anyhow, we did join the association last fall. We got in the first event that I went to is we got invited to the holiday Christmas party. I went to the Christmas party. There was a pretty good turnout there, probably 100 or so of the agents were there. And I saw a lot of people I knew. But while I was at that holiday party, I was approached by the office manager at the Board of Realtors and the association. And she came up and she said, you know, you guys are the first water treatment company that has ever joined the association as an affiliate member. And I was kind of surprised by that, as was she, because water is actually such an integral part of every real estate transaction that involves a well in particular, or just the fact that it involves a house. So we were both actually surprised by that. Well, she went on to tell me about a monthly series that they do called a Friday Lunch and Learn or a Friday Learning Lab. And she asked if I would like to get on the docket for next year to host one. And she said the only thing involved was we had to provide the lunch for the guests. I had to handle all the RSVPs. I would have to create a flyer for her. And we would have to create the course material, but she would handle all the marketing of the event if we would agree to do it. So, of course, it seemed like a no-brainer to me, so I said, okay. And I created her a flyer. Long story short, in February, I guess, or January, the flyer went out by email to all of the association members. They also mail a newsletter, so the flyer also got included in the mailing that went out. We were going to do the learning lab at their offices, and their conference room holds, they were estimating about 25 people. From the time the email in particular went out to all the membership, the response was overwhelming, and I was already maxed out within about 24 hours. We got such an overwhelming response back of people that wanted to attend. She was telling me to cut it off at 25, and we were pretty quickly at 25. So I started a list because I knew with realtors not everybody was going to show up, so we started a wait list. And I'm glad we did because, as with most realtors, over the next 2 months, some people dropped out, other people were added back in. But by the time the day of the event rolled around, I believe we had about 27 people in the room, in a room that was supposed to hold 25. We were told to prepare for at least an hour and a half of classroom material, and of course we had to provide lunch, so we were guessing that lunch was going to be about a half hour. In our case, we did catered. We just had sandwich trays and, you know, salads and stuff brought in, so that wasn't real difficult. And then we prepared a PowerPoint ahead of time, and Joe and I had talked it through. And we decided on the PowerPoint we wanted to go picture heavy and light on the words. So we basically just created a format and then a bunch of screens that had a whole lot of pictures, like real-life pictures, because we thought that maybe that's what realtors would want to do, is be able to talk about their real-life situations and things that they run into. And the day of the event, we had also sent out an email to everybody that was coming to please bring a water sample from home, that we would have water consultants standing by to test their water. And we did. We brought Andrew and Robbie along, and they were diligently and thankfully back in the kitchen pretty much testing water the entire time. And we were told afterwards that the building, all the employees in the building that were not in the actual class with the realtors actually kept distracting them, because they were holding conversations with people from all over the building, kept coming down to talk to them about their water and their home which I thought was an interesting byproduct, that there was that much interest in the building as well, of what was going on down there, and people were coming down to talk to him and distract him. In the end, Joe was our main speaker for the day. He pretty much held court. The class ran for the full 2 hours. We pretty much finished on time. It was very interactive. Joe did a great job of presenting the material, but allowing questions like throughout the process, like real live examples and questions. It turned out to be a terrific, terrific course. The realtors were heavily engaged. It was clear that they knew nothing about water, and yet they're in these homes and looking at this equipment every day, and they just seem to be hungry for the information, and they wanted it. A little follow-up, and Joe can talk about what it was like to actually teach the class, but a little follow-up, because it was clear that the agents are kind of craving this information about water, the Board of Realtors and the association had since come back to us and said, would we be willing to use that class as a prototype to develop a curriculum that they will then help us complete our application to the state of Maryland to become certified or approved continuing education providers in the state? Because what they would like to see us be able to do in the future is provide the same class and material and for the agents to be able to sign up and take it as continuing education credits. And that the Carroll County Board of Realtors, which is where we were, would like to sponsor us for that at the state level to help us get our approval. And they've already sent me the application and materials to do that. And that would be kind of exciting because it kind of opens us up, you know, to real estate offices basically all over the state if that's approved. And the Board of Realtors doesn't see any reason why it would not be approved based on the material.
Yeah.
I'm getting sick, and I'm going to lose my voice again in a minute. But maybe Joe can talk for a minute about what, you know, the actual class and how he thought that went and what kind of material we presented. This is Joe. Joe Onheiser is our operations manager here at Carroll Water.
So, the class went really well. It was very clear in the very beginning that, obviously, we are way more educated than the realtors. So I thought it was really, really important to kind of start off the agenda by saying, hey, listen, this is a structured PowerPoint presentation, but I don't want this presentation to be structured. It's about what you guys need from us, and it's about your life experiences in a real estate transaction. I have, you know, plenty of experience that I can talk to you about when realtors call me minute zero and lose a settlement. And I said, and that's kind of the thing I want to talk to you about is why that happens and how to avoid it and what we can see early on in your processes to make sure you go through and get a sale. So I think they really liked that. Right away it started sparking questions, and we really just ran with it. I mean, our slides, we only had about 15 to 17 slides for a two-hour presentation, and it was not word-heavy at all. So it was much more interactive-based, open forum, and we wanted to hear from them about what they needed to know or what questions come up. You know, one of the biggest things to appeal is don't be afraid if you walk into someone's house and they have water treatment. It doesn't mean that house isn't going to close or someone needs to be scared. You can look at it as a good thing that the customers have taken advantage of water treatment and put it in there to solve problems. So it's already been done. You know, so different things like that. One thing I'd say I would like to do different next time for it is one is have bottle drops handy. Anybody that's familiar with those knows that you just hand people a bottle and say, hey, here's two bottles each. Can you tell your neighbors, your family, your friends, and then have them call us for an appointment? I think that's something that could have spoke volumes. Or, hey, if you have a house that's, you know, you just listed or someone's getting ready to close, we'll be glad to do a free water test on that. And the other thing I would have liked to do is like a coffee tea demo and a soap demo, but we're kind of tough on space. So that made it a little bit challenging, but I would have liked to have tried to do that more for the interaction as well. But all in all, a lot of questions about testing, you know, what needs to be passed in order for a house to go to settlement, different things like that. So that was kind of how the forum went.
Yeah, and I would say at the end of the event, we brought in, as the water samples were finished, we brought in their test results, and I would say for the last 15 minutes or so, even after, beyond our 2 hours, what Joe and I did individually then is we met individually with each of the agents and we went over what their test results were that we had gotten on the water sample that they had brought in, and we talked about that. Sometimes in small groups, like it was funny because the people in the room were kind of comparing their results, and it was interesting to see the comparison of people. You could tell which people came from a certain town and which ones came from a certain town, because there, in some cases, were similarities with their test results that were coming in, and it also mirrored as we did the presentation. Joe talked to them about what we knew. The realtors were very interested also in what problems seemed to exist in what areas of, you know, the state and this and these particular counties. And it was interesting to actually see some of the water results kind of bear up exactly what Joe had told them in the class, you know, as far as Tawnytown has, you know, terrible hardness. And sure enough, we had an agent or two in there from Tawnytown, and their hardness was, like, really bad. So that was kind of interesting, too, and it kind of gave credence to the whole discussion. We do have a couple follow-ups. You know, I have one gentleman I'm getting back to today. As a matter of fact, we definitely have a couple follow-up appointments. We opened it up and basically said, you know, your best friend is your cell phone. You're in a house. You're showing a house. You see something. You don't know what it is. You have a question. Take a picture of it and email it to one of us. And 9 times out of 10, we're going to be able to answer your question right away by just taking a look at the picture that you took on your cell phone. So we really tried to make ourselves available as a resource going forward. I think we all came out of the event believing strongly it was a terrific event. You know, I'm very glad we did it. I expect that we're going to have a follow-up because we've had some interest expressed that they would like to have a follow-up, whether we do it here at our office or not, or whether we just wait and pursue the state certification. We're not sure, but we will definitely do some kind of an additional training and follow-up. I have a request already for another flyer to put in new home, I guess, what would you call it, buyer new home packages. One of the agents approached us afterwards and asked us to create a flyer for her. She'd like to start putting it in every new home package that she put together for her buyers. So, you know, I got nothing but great things to say. I have to be honest that the idea of going after the realtors was certainly my idea in the beginning, but the idea for the whole learning lab actually wasn't our idea. It was brought to us, you know, from the Association of Realtors, but it just goes to show you have to put yourself out there for opportunities like that to come your way. So I recommend it for anybody, and it's clear. I think at some point we're going to approach the other counties as well. This was just one small county that we did it at. But we cover several major counties, so I think it will only continue to grow from here, and we'll have to keep working it.
So, Brenda, how many appointments did you guys set from this? Do you know?
I have 2, actually.
Good.
2
so
known
these
ones.
These are
that
actual
we
appointments
have.
Set. And the biggest thing, that's the thing that I noticed when I worked with the realtors, too, and I don't know if you saw this as well, but it's not necessarily the first time you go meet them, this huge sales appointment setting thing. It's developing a relationship because they are in the homes that you want to be in.
Yes. They're in the homes and the offices. The other point I made to Joe, I came out of real estate in this area, so I actually was familiar with a number of the players in the room. If not personally, I knew them by name. So I kind of knew who they were. And I said to Joe when we were finished, I know you don't know who was in the room, but I do. And there was at least 2 office managers that managed entire real estate offices in the room who, you know, if they took anything out of that, they're going to carry that information back to their agents. Yep. And I know there were also probably a half dozen agents who I know to be part of much larger real estate teams. One of them in particular who was very active during the discussion points is, I know for a fact, she comes out of a team of about 20 agents. It's one of the strongest and largest teams in the county. So there's no question in my mind that that's priceless because you know she's going to go back. She was one of the most active people asking questions and showing interest, and you know that that will not end there, that she will take that back to her own team and her group, and she will talk about it. And that's priceless. So you can take, you know, 27 people in the room, and even if they each go back and only mention it to 3 to 5 people, you've just touched a whole lot of people in 2-hour period of time.
Yeah, that's, there's a couple things that I wanted to point out that I know is obvious to you, because especially with your experience as a realtor, but for those people listening, there's a couple things I want to point out here. And that is that when we are, when I first started working with the realtors when I was in sales, the idea came from to do something very similar to what you set up, actually, and it sounds like your experience with the realtors actually gave you a much clearer understanding than I had. So, I mean, that's awesome. You will be my go-to person for questions about this in the future. But I was frustrated because I believe that in order to ask for a referral or to ask for anything, you always have to be able to give something to that person you're asking from first. So I believe very strongly that if you're going to ask for a referral from a customer, you have to have, you know, served, you have to have something to give them. And I'm not necessarily something tangible, not a, you know, not like a gift certificate or something like that. I mean, that can be service and education and knowledge and, you know, high quality performance. Realtors I had a hard time with because I realistically wasn't going to give them a lot of referrals because my customers were people that were either going to stay in the house longer or had just bought a house. And so I came up with the classes, the education, and I kind of went about it backwards first in Michigan and went and got my certification through the state first, and then took that to the realtors and said, hey, I have this class. I'll do it for free. It's different if you let me come in and talk about it. And the thing with the continued education is you're not allowed to talk product or company, but you certainly are allowed to hand out business cards and wear a logoed shirt and bottled water with your logo on it and stuff like that. Although it sounds like in this luncheon, it might have been a little different. You were
You're correct about that. Because we were invited in as an affiliate member, we were allowed to very boldly and in your face advertise our company. And you're right, though, at the state level, if we go for that certification, we will have to temper that a little bit, yes.
Yeah. And although it tempers exactly right, because there's technical rules, like you're not allowed to really promote. It can't be a sales thing, but it can't, you can, like I said, you can wear a logoed shirt and hand out a bottle of water, and everybody knows where you're from when you're doing it. But the other thing that I wanted to point out is that to remember that when you go in there, I mean, this gives you a way to, it gives you something to give to the realtors so that you're not just going in there with the gimme, gimme, gimme attitude. Hey, refer me. You actually are offering them something of value. And you got to remember, for realtors, they are straight commission. They're salespeople, just like you. They don't want to lose a sale. And you touched on this a little bit, Brenda, that they are looking for, and Joe, that they are looking for ways to increase their business. And they are looking for ways not to decrease their business. So, Joe, you pointed out, you know, that you mentioned to them not to see water treatment as a negative, not to avoid it, but to, you know, if you see a reverse osmosis system in the house, to teach them to say, oh, man, that's awesome. This has a reverse osmosis system already. This gives you better than bottled water quality right here at the kitchen tap. You know, and to let them use it as a positive, as a way to increase the value of that home. Wow, do you realize this water treatment system is way better than what you're going to find at the city water? This is awesome, you know, to have this in the house already. This is great. You know, so talk about that. And the other thing that I always told the realtors was that I didn't want to put them in a position where they lost a sale. And I ran into this a couple times with realtors that told me, they said, you know, we don't like to refer outside salespeople on stuff like this because most water treatment people, it's their job to go in, oh, man, your water's bad. You got to put in all this, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 piece of equipment. And then what the homeowner does or the potential buyer does is goes back to the realtor and says, yeah, we'll close on this sale, but we want the seller to install a new water softener or a new reverse osmosis system. And now that sale is at risk, or the commission, the realtor's commission is at risk. So it becomes not really worth it for them to even give a referral because they're putting their commission or the sale at risk. So what I always did is made sure that when I was dealing with the realtors that I would not speak to their homeowner, to their buyers or their sellers without speaking to the realtor first, without keeping them completely in the loop and making sure they were comfortable with the conversation that I was having with those people. And so, Brenda, did that come up at all, or Joe, did anybody express that
concern? Yeah, Joe had to step out for a second, but actually it was quite a long conversation. There's one thing I want to point out for those who aren't familiar with realtors. This is the one industry that occasionally you have to watch as far as giving, like, referral fees or something back to the realtor. When the referral is specifically part of the real estate transaction, in a lot of states, it's against their code of ethics to accept any kind of compensation. So that's one situation you have to avoid. It does not apply most of the time if you're outside the actual real estate transaction. So one thing we talked about extensively was that during the heat of the transaction, it is most often the sellers that we're going to be dealing with and the seller's agents. And they are going to want to fix and get through this as cheaply and as fast as they possibly can. And everybody just needs to know that. The sellers are going to want to spend the least amount of money and get it fixed as fast as they can. And as a water company, we need to understand that and work with the agents for that. But then on the other side, we need to not be afraid to call the buyers and say, look, we all know the sellers needed to get through this as quickly and cheaply as they can, but however, we need to educate you, and hopefully you, the agent, are going to educate your buyers and let them know, you know, we got done just the bare minimum to get through this settlement, but you really need to follow up and consult that water company again and have them come out and do a full analysis, explain to you exactly what, you know, they suggested for the future, because you're a family that's now going to live here. Many items are not, you know, we said that a lot of water items are not going to kill you, and that's all they want to make sure is that when you buy the house that you're not going to inherit water that's going to kill you. You know, you just want to make sure that it's safe for you and your family to live here. Does that mean you have the optimal water long term? No, for your home, your appliances, your pipes and all that. And you have to encourage the buyers to follow up after settlement and do what's right and best for their family. And that's two very different issues. So we actually talked about that quite a bit. But I do need to make the point, you have to be careful about making any kind of incentive offer to an agent in the midst of a real estate transaction. It is generally against their code of ethics to do so.
Now, Brenda, what we often did, and you're exactly right, I've run into that with every state that we've worked with them. And what I've done to work around that, which does help and encourage the realtor to give names, is to say, you know, I understand that you're not allowed to take those incentives, but what we can do instead, our company offers those, you know, for referrals. What we can do is pass that savings on to your customer. If you refer us, then we will give them your referral discount. And the realtors, they like that. It gives them a way to – that actually helps their sale, because then they are able to go to that homeowner and say – go ahead, Brenda, what were you going to –
No, and I think you're making a good point. Anybody who's in sales, who's worth their weight, it's not about what they can do as an individual. It's about the team that they have built around them of professionals and experts and people offering them. Because as any salesperson, whether it be us or the realtors, the more offers, the more they can give their customer, the more resources they have at their disposal, it just makes them a better agent, period. And you know, if we can offer their customers more discounts and, you know, we're available to them at the drop of the hat, it definitely distinguishes that agent over another agent.
Anybody have any questions? Actually, real quick here before we finish, Andrew and Robbie, do you guys have anything to add to that? You were back there. What was the experience? Robbie, you were brand new to this. What was your thoughts on this?
It helped me with just getting water testing efficient, and a lot of the questions were, or people just don't realize, they think that city water is safe, that it's good drinking water, the government takes care of it for them. So educating a lot of people I was talking to that city water is not.
Well, city water's safe. On the call, I got to say that in most cases, city water's safe. Nobody's dying or getting sick from their city water, but it could be certainly improved upon. So, I mean,
I guess I was educating them on the chlorine, which is.
Yes.
And maybe you need to fill me in. I just assume the chlorine when I have a 1.4 is not safe for me or my family. And when my nitrates are an 8, they may say it's safe. Yes. It's not going to kill you right away. But in the long run, I don't feel that safe for you.
You got to be careful about that because according both of those levels are under the EPA's maximum containment levels. So it could be definitely improved upon, but... You know, you've got to be really careful about, you can direct people with resources, but, you know, you want to be careful not to make an enemy of the city or the municipality. And Brenda, I'm sure you can go into more of that. But I mean, it can definitely be improved upon. And, yeah, chlorine is it produces trihalomethanes, and that's a known carcinogen. And chlorine should really be removed. But I always caution sales professionals out there, especially in regards to city water. Like I said, you don't want to make an enemy of the local municipality. So what you want to do is say, look, considering how many people they have treated, they have to treat the water for, they do a pretty good job. But there's only so much they can do at that volume. At that level, and not to mention the fact that the water still travels through the underground infrastructures, to the delivery systems to get to the home. So it could certainly be improved on, and it meets all the minimum drinking water requirements, but not necessarily the goals, the maximum contaminant level goals, and those are different. But I think you're right in getting the exposure there, Andrew, what are your thoughts? Any thoughts for you?
I think the most telling thing, other than wrapping out 10 tests very quickly, was the reaction of the people coming out of the conference. It seemed as though it was extremely helpful, and I think the most telling tale was one of the women wishing that she could have gotten credit for it, her CEs, after
yeah.
the class, because it was that good. And these guys
yeah.
knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, excellent. Any final questions or comments from anybody?
Yes, hi, this is Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Talking.
Wow, early. You're up early.
Yes, sir. Hey, Paul, the biggest
California.
Reason. Hey, I've got a realtor presentation before the whole board next Tuesday, and I've got about 20 minutes, and I was going to be using some of the presentation that you had on your
website. Yeah.
Website. I was distracted. I'm sorry. My question is how in that short of a time period, what I don't want to discourage people from transactions, telling them about water, but. And I think that's a big hindrance among realtors because I too was in the real estate business before getting in the water business. So in a 15-minute presentation, my thoughts were doing your questions, like your quiz. I mean, is that,
I'm gonna answer. My opinion on that is 15 minutes will fly by really quick. So the quiz is you're going to be really – really pressed on time to have them answer the questions on the quiz and then go through each one and explain it. So that's more of probably a 45-minute, half hour, 45-minute presentation. What I would do in 15 minutes, honestly, Ken and Brenda, you can speak to this too, but what I would do is I would do something like the T-demo. Go in there, ask them how many people buy a bottle of water, how many people, and I would do the T-demonstration right there in front of them. It's going to fit within, you'll be able to do that in about 5 or 6 minutes. You can ask them a lot of questions. They're going to be blown away by it. And then you can say, if you want to know more, and you can let them smell it, pass it around, let them taste it or whatever. And then if you want to know more about it, about this and the other things about water, talk to me afterwards. And that gives you more time to have a one-on-one conversation so that you're not you're able to complete your presentation. I would find something that fits well within that 15, 20 minutes that will wow them. In 15 minutes, you need to do something that they're going to remember, that's going to stay in their head.
Yeah, and you know what, Kelly, if I only had 15 or 20 minutes, I think I would have to be really, really clear on what the objective is.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
what?
Exactly.
Why is that presentation happening, and what is the goal or objective? Because I think you'd have to really stay on point with whatever the objective or goal is of that presentation.
Yeah,
and that's the thing with that quiz. That quiz covers a lot of different water treatment topics. You know, so picking one topic. You know, one thing and focusing on that.
Like, what is the goal of it? Is it to try to get additional face time in the future? Is it to try to lay the groundwork for an eventual class or continuing ed? Or, like, what is the objective in the end?
Well, both of those. One is I'm already getting referral from those people because I've been involved in the Realtor Association as an affiliate, like you suggested. And then the other is to get to do the CE class, you know, to get to that point eventually, you know, where it is a longer period of time. But I mean, this is their their MLS meeting. They pitch properties, and before they do that, they always have a speaker. They have somebody from the airport, you know, talking about the airport, or they have somebody from a different home inspector, you know, will do a presentation. Well, I'm doing the water one, you know, so that kind of, it's an hour-long meeting, and 15, 20 minutes of it is the keynote speaker for the day, and I'm going to be the keynote speaker for the day.
Good.
And let me tell you this, when we started to put together our 2 hours and our PowerPoint, we actually created a bullet point, and our bullet points were pretty simple. It was, number one, delivery. You know, I don't know if you do well pumps and pressure tanks, but that was bullet point number one. Let's talk about delivery of the water to the home. By what various methods does it get there, and how does the real estate transaction get affected by that? And then during that delivery, we talked about testing and application. You know, if we test it, it's going to pass. Here's what we test, or it could fail. If it fails, here's the kind of things we could do. Then we moved on inside the house to treatment, and we talked about various forms of treatment. And if, you know, here's the various tests, we can help you out with the tests. If you pass, you're good. If you don't, here's the application. Here's what we can do. And then we talked about the customer, buyers and sellers in the home looking at houses, what can we do to help out? And so those really were our basic points, you know, that we went down. And sometimes, if I only had 15 to 20 minutes, that's all I would do is the simple basic points, delivery, the testing, and the equipment, you know, the application of it. And, you know, if given the opportunity, we could, you know, go on and on about each one of those bullet points at great length.
We have, we've got about 10 minutes long on this call, so we need to wrap it up a little bit here, actually a lot. but Brenda, do you want to give your contact information just in case other people have questions?
Sure. Our phone number here at the office is area code 410-876-5100. Our company name is Carroll Water Systems. We're located just outside of Baltimore, Maryland, halfway in between Baltimore, Washington. My email address is It's Brenda Adams, and the email is B as in boy, Adams, A-D-A-M-S, as in Sam, at carolwater.com, and Carol has 2 R's and 2 L's.
Excellent. Brenda and Joe and Andrew and Robbie, thank you very, very, very much. I really appreciate your time and the efforts and the contribution to the industry. And those of you listening both live and to the recording, thank you again as well. Next week, we are going to have Tanya Lubner, Dr. Tanya Lubner, on talking about the new WQA certification program and the modular program. Please join us for that, and we'll talk to you then. Everybody have a great weekend. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly. I just really quick want to mention, I'm still working out a time frame for Tanya. We may have to change the call time from 8:30 to 9 o'clock Eastern excuse me, Eastern time, but I will verify that today, and I will send out an email next Wednesday. An email will go out to remind everybody.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay, thanks. Take care,
bye.
Everybody.